meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text comes from the gospel lesson, especially these words. But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." And when he had entered, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." This is our text. You may be seated. They laughed at him, mocking, jeering, abuse, being laughed at. These are all things Jesus experienced during his earthly ministry, as we well know. The people laughing at him in Mark's gospel today, however, are not just ordinary people. These are professionals, professional mourners. These people know what death is. They've seen it over and over again. They are called in and paid to weep loudly when an important person dies, or maybe the family member of an important person. They know what death looks like. And this little girl is not just taking a nap. She's dead. These professionals know that. Maybe they are as familiar with what death looks like as a hospice nurse or an ER doc today. So when this rank amateur comes along, this itinerant rabbi, and tells everyone not to worry that she's just sleeping, what a joke. They know better, so they laugh. The world still laughs at the church. They laugh at you. They know better. The unbeliever knows to trust what he sees. He trusts what he hears and tastes and smells and experiences. There is really no faith needed to get along in this world. The unbeliever can do just fine, thank you very much. The unbeliever has science and education and social media and experts of every kind to look to, not to mention Wikipedia. What more is needed? So they look at the church and just laugh and laugh. Because what do we have? An out-of-date book of wise sayings? Some Jew who the Romans executed a couple millennia ago? Ridiculous. And let's not forget that we Christians are basically self-righteous hypocrites, telling everybody what's right and wrong and then going and doing the opposite, saying, "Oh, we love everybody," and then not tolerating certain behaviors. We're fools, and who doesn't laugh at fools? I mean, really, what are we doing here in this divine service? What is all this standing and sitting and singing old songs and watching some guy in a dress march around on the steps? Reading from an old book, folding hands, bowing heads. What would a complete outsider think if they walked in off the street, someone not familiar with the church at all? Maybe they'd think, "Well, that's weird singing. Why are they singing to each other back and forth? Oh, he's going to give a speech. Good, I guess they call that the sermon. Well, that wasn't very uplifting. Where were the life hacks? Where were the jokes? Where's the telling me that I'm okay just the way I am? Enough of this Jesus guy already. Oh, good, a snack. Overly sweet wine and a stale cracker. More weird songs, more marching around, more whatever. I don't know what's going on. What can you do but laugh?" Do you ever laugh at us? Do you ever wonder how much time you could save by not going to church, or by not being involved in a Bible study or serving on a board? Do you ever think about what you could buy if we didn't keep passing around the stinking offering plate? Do you ever wonder how much more fun it might be to hang out with other people? Do you ever wonder how much more fun life might be if those Ten Commandments weren't sitting there in your head all the time. Do you ever laugh at how pointless all of this seems sometimes? Are you ever afraid that it's all for nothing? Do you ever fear that somehow just maybe you've gotten it wrong? That for centuries, Christians have just been fooling themselves? What Jesus says to you and to me and all of us, do not fear, only believe. And as he comes in where that little girl lies dead, he casts out the laughers from his presence, and those that remain with him are Peter and James and John, and the girl's parents, those who have put their trust, their faith in Jesus. And it is because of faith that you are here, that you are here with Jesus, here in this divine service, where he has promised to be with you in the most intimate, powerful, awesome way you will ever experience this side of heaven. You come into God's presence as poor, miserable sinners, not in fear, but believing that what God just told you through me is actually true, that your sins are forgiven, so there is no need to fear. You come believing that our Lord hears your prayers. You come believing that God's word is truly sharper than any double-edged sword. You come believing that God, the Holy Spirit, is literally speaking to you when God's word is read. You come believing that from this altar, when the words of institution are spoken, and when the bread and wine is given to you and enters your mouth, that you are truly consuming the very body and blood of your Lord, the body and blood of your crucified and risen Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. You come believing that actual miracles are taking place right here, as God's word is creating and strengthening faith in you, rising you up again, making you each a new creature. Fear not. Only believe. And what did Jesus do then? He took the hand of the dead child and he spoke to her. Spoke to her just two words in Aramaic, Talitha kumi. Talitha kumi, little girl, get up. I wonder if her parents ever told her that when she was actually asleep. And the little girl does. She gets up. And that's how God works. He says things, and his words make those things happen. He says, let there be light, and there is light. He says, I have called you by name, and you are mine, and so it is true. He says, baptism now saves you, and so it does. He says, I forgive you all of your sins, and your sins are just that, wiped out, erased, gone. He says, this is my body, and this is my blood, and so it is. And on the last day, he will say to you, Talitha kumi, kumi, arise, arise, you, get up, you, out of that grave, get up, wake up. And so it will be. Just like that little girl, you will get up. You will wake from the sleep of death, and you and all those who died in this faith will not awake to this life, but into an eternal life, a perfect life. A life without sin and fear and death. Your body will put on the immortality of Christ, even as you have been clothed with Christ in your baptism. Fear not, only believe. The Gospels record three times when Jesus raised someone from the dead, only three. This young girl, Lazarus, and the son of the widow at Nain. In the first two accounts, we are told, the illness of the person was made known to Jesus, and for whatever reason, Jesus delays. He doesn't get there right away. He doesn't go to heal this little girl without being delayed by the woman with the bleeding. He doesn't go right away to see Lazarus. He doesn't snap his fingers and make this disease go away. Perhaps the widow at Nain's son was sick before he died. Death came anyway, but it is no matter. For Jesus, it is as easy to rouse someone from death as it is to rouse someone from sleep. It only takes a word. Fear not, only believe. Healing, raising the dead, calming a storm, feeding 5,000, turning water into wine, forgiving sin. It's all the same to Jesus. No one can do these things but God alone. No one can forgive your sin but God alone. And he does. He forgives your sin with a word. He lifted your soul out of death with a word at your baptism. He will raise your body with a word on the last day. And the world? They'll likely continue to laugh. They will continue to mock the church, what we believe, what we teach, what we confess, what we speak. And like Jesus, we will not run away from the world, nor will we stop doing what we are doing in the midst of the laughter and the scorn and the mockery and the persecution. We will not soft pedal the law to make it more appealing. We will not give up meeting together, as is the habit of some. We will not turn what happens here into some sort of entertainment or TED talk or time of self-affirmation. We will preach Christ crucified and risen for the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life of the world to come. And through God's Holy Spirit, some of those laughers will join us. Some of them will come to faith. God will turn hearts to himself and say to them, as he says to you, do not fear, only believe. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.